What would you pay for an ounce of gold?
Look at Mother Nature on the run in the 1970s.
After the gold rush? Neil Young, the gold rush was just getting started when that album hit the charts back in 1970. Then the price of gold was $35 an ounce. This morning, spot gold is trading at $1,750 an ounce, a record. Kind of gets you right in the heart to think that in just 40 years, gold has risen 50 times its value. On the way, say some analysts, to $2,000 an ounce. But not so fast. We can't stay in the Jackson 570s. No, no, no. Let's tell the story of gold's amazing rise in value in the passing tale of gold records over the past four decades. It was 40 years ago this summer that gold was decoupled from that $35 an ounce price set by the industrialized nations at Bretton Woods after World War II. We came off the gold standard back in August of 1970, a moment that still makes presidential candidate Ron Paul burst into tears.
Oh, baby.
You know, I can see Ron Paul at a Patti Smith concert back in 1975. Free money? Hardly. 5 years after coming off the gold standard, Nixon had resigned over Watergate, the Vietnam War was over, Saigon had fallen, an inflationary spiral was beginning. Gold, $161 an ounce. Five years later, Glittery Queen tops the charts, and that crazy little thing called gold is at $627 an ounce. 1980 recession, the Iran hostage crisis, and Ronald Reagan loom. But Ronald Reagan was bad for gold. By 1985, in a calmer world and a slowly booming economy, the average price of gold per ounce had declined by half to $317 per ounce. Madonna goes platinum in 1985, but gold stays pretty steady for the next decade.
Nothing compares to you.
In 1995, the average price of gold per ounce, $383 an ounce. A modest rise, but you could have done insanely well in the stock market over that same period. By the year 2000, gold was slipping in value again. The bling index of yellow metal, $279 an ounce. But the rocket was about to launch.
Do what I want, live how I wanna live. Buy my own diamonds and pay my own bills.
2005, we're past 9/11, two wars are underway, and prosperity is causing a mini surge in gold, but it was hardly the best investment compared to, say, real estate. It rose from $279 an ounce to $444 an ounce.
Got my pockets full of money. Gonna spend it all tonight.
A short 5 years later, the economic crisis takes hold. Real estate collapses, and the asset with a real head of steam, gold. By 2010, $1,224 an ounce.
Don't stop, make it pop, DJ Bone.
Kesha has that dollar sign in her name, right? She might want to think about getting out of dollars and into...
They're fleeing to gold. It's now over $1,200 an ounce.
In just the time I've been writing this, the spot gold price has bumped up, oops, another $5 an ounce. The Dow lost $190 billion yesterday. See you at the end of the day.